Hi, and welcome to an episode of the AI Show. My name is Micheline Harris, and I am a software engineer in commercial software engineering at Microsoft. And today, I'm going to talk about the simplest machine learning. So what's the simplest classical machine learning algorithm? Well, here's your old friend from high school, y equals mx plus b. So this is the, I'd say, one of the simplest algorithms. And it's called linear regression. And I just want to go through some terminology. So I just want to point out that, you know, some basics, this is stuff you probably already know, but it sets us up for talking about something more interesting. So x is our input, m, that slope thing, and b, the coefficient, or the intercept, those are what we're going to call our weights or coefficients. And we could actually have some data like this that's, you know, plotted out, and we could draw a line through it. So imagine this, if you will. I just draw a random line through the points, right? So then what I could do is, like, you know, that's my initial m and b. Then I can wiggle that line around, kind of find the optimum line for these points. I use something called sum of squares error, but that's not really important right now. I wiggle those, you know, that line around, and it changes the m and the b. That's optimizing. So I'm actually optimizing that line. Well, what's that line? That line is actually our trained model. And the algorithm, like I said before, is just the y equals mx plus b. So there we go. Some definitions for you, set us up for success. Now I want to talk about the simplest neural network. It's called a perceptron. And neural networks, they've actually been around since the 50s. So this one is called a perceptron. So we're going to talk about the inputs, the equation. I'm going to introduce an additional concept called the activation function. Don't worry about that right now. Let's go over our things that we were talking about with the y equals mx plus b. Imagine now we have three inputs, x0, x1, x2. So this is, you know, this is similar, right? We've got those inputs. And then we've got an algorithm or an equation. And it looks like so. Don't worry about the summation thing. Just note that there's still the x's. And there's something called the weights. So that's our coefficients, like our m and our b. And we can set those to whatever we want when we initialize this. And basically, that gets optimized for something that fits to the training data the best. And then there's this thing called an activation function. So in neural networks are just architectures. They're just a type of design. And deep learning is really the algorithm that implements a neural network. But that being said, we have this additional activation function. So that guy will actually take the output, that y value, from this optimized equation and send it through, like, basically a threshold. And then from that, you get a signal. So that's why people talk about neural networks, because it actually is very similar and even based on neurons. Back in the 50s. So just for an example, we have that same thing we were just looking at. Perhaps there's three inputs. There's, you know, and they're binary. Did Micheline encounter traffic this morning? Did she have her cup of coffee? Did she get good sleep? So it's like yes, no answers to those. So that's our input. They're variables. And then we feed that into the same equation we were just talking about, that perceptron equation. And we measure it against a threshold. And that's the activation function part. So the same equation, we set it to initial values, and we kind of optimize that guy. There's something called a cost function, which I encourage you to go learn about on your own. It's how we do that optimization. But that being said, we've got our weights. And here we go, an activation function. And I'll leave it up to you to look into to what types of activation functions there are out there. What I want to do now is introduce a little bit more complex of a neural network. So this one's going to have multiple neurons. OK, So let's imagine we have the same input. You know, did I encounter traffic? You know, coffee, sleep. Then there's this additional variable called the bias. Just think of that as kind of like an additional little error term. Here I've stacked up 4 perceptrons. And then an output, it actually goes through an activation function, but the output is binary. Good or bad day. Yeah, I forgot to say I'm predicting how good or bad my day is going to be based on these input variables. Another term, you guys are probably hearing all these, you know, terms and stuff, but a very common term is called hidden layers. It's what gives neural networks basically their power. All those perceptrons that are stacked up in this diagram right here, that is our hidden layer. You can actually have many hidden layers too, just so you know. And just to throw like one other term out there, this is what's called a dense neural network. There are actually other types of architectures, but that's not going to be covered in this video. And here I show some weighting. Maybe I have some initial values, or maybe these are the weights that actually result after the optimization of this network, right? Because that's really what these are. They're like matrices of weights in the end. Okay, so just to wrap up, what are neural networks good for? They're really great in the space of computer vision, like face detection. They shine in speech recognition, like your Cortana and your Siri, Alexa, natural language processing. So that virtual help desk, the call center, right? Like the computer that knows what we're saying when we talk at it. Robotics. So those are self-driving cars. They use neural networks. And then, you know, our recommender systems, like what's going to be good for us on Netflix. Thanks, Netflix. So that is it. Thank you so much for listening, and thanks for coming to the AI show.